Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. If the future of information retrieval is not search engines, but AI, systems that first read and understand you, then decide whether to cite you, is your website still just a display shelf for articles? When Carpathy released auto research, what struck me was this. As long as you define the objective, the boundaries, the evaluation, and the rollback mechanism, clearly enough, optimization can become a loop that runs itself. So I used my own website as a testbed. I built a continuous optimization system, one where an agent makes the changes, runs the tests, and scores the results on its own. In the first iteration, the score went from 65 to 85. On the surface, that looked impressive, but I ran into a problem almost immediately. I was the one defining the metrics. I let the agent optimize against those metrics. Then I used the same set of standards to score the outcome. That is a closed loop. So what if the score reaches 90? I have no way to prove that an external AI actually understands me any better. Getting the system right is not the same as getting the result right, so I added a layer of external validation. I used Perplexity as an examiner, ran 10 calibration passes, and calculated the noise floor. Any change that falls within that range is just random variation. It does not count as genuine improvement. And I deliberately kept this new metric from driving decisions right away. It has to be observed first, calibrated, and proven over time. The question I am really sitting with is this. Will every person's digital identity eventually have a self-evolving framework like this one? I honestly do not know. Maybe I have it completely wrong. And if so, that would be even better.